What if you believe you're following God's calling? You look at your own talents, and it seems to be something you've received from God. You have talents, you have interests, you have feelings, you want to move in a certain direction, but you find that you can't pay the bills. We've had this call more than a few times. Someone's in some sort of business or industry. Often they're entrepreneurial, but they find that they still can't pay the bills, and they have a wife and kids. What do you say to that person?
That's a very real issue, no doubt about it, and this is what I would say. Pursue God's calling for your life anyway until it does pay the bills. And until it does pay the bills, do something else that does pay the bills. And I got a biblical example of that and a more modern example of it from someone whose name you'll probably recognize when I mention it. We all know Paul was a tent maker. Was tent making his calling? I would argue not. What was his calling? Be a preacher of the gospel. Did that make him any money? Well, no. Could it have? You know, if he'd be willing to accept some of the donations, I mean, one of the things he said is, I want to be a tent maker so not to burden you, Corinthians. All right. Regardless of where we go on that issue, bottom line is, he did have a job outside of his calling, but that enabled him to pursue God's calling. And that's a great biblical example about what we should do if God's called us in a particular direction to do a certain work. And if it doesn't pay the bills, do something else that will until if and when God allows that calling. Mm-hmm. To then provide the bills. And if it never does, you keep doing both, because your tent making will mean a whole lot more in your life when it's complemented by pursuing whatever work isn't paying the bills that God has shown you, obviously, to do. Some years ago, I went to what they call a Worldview Weekend conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. One of the speakers was David Barton, the founder of Wall Builders. And one of those times, or during that conversation, I went up to him, or during that convention, I went up to him and just asked him some questions, because this was the very beginning of the time when I was really searching for God's purpose in my life. And he said, look, I'm working in Wall Builders full-time now, trying to educate the American public on our Christian foundings in our country, but I used to be a Christian school teacher and administrator, and when I first started Wall Builders, it didn't pay the bills. So I kept working at the school until such time as God grew that ministry to a point where it could support me, and then I could step away. So sometime we're going to have a tent maker situation like Paul, where we have to do both the entire life, our entire lives. Sometimes we'll have a David Barton situation where God will enable the calling to provide for our needs. The point is, whatever the calling is, you do it and you let God provide. That's what Matthew 6 is all about. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then God will take care of everything else.